Welcome to Call of Duty, Real Soldiers, Real Stories. And in this series of stories, today we have with us Major General T.P.S. Rawat, Ati Vishisht Seva Medal, Vishisht Seva Medal and Bar. And he's known as Tipsy Rawat. Welcome, sir, to our podcast.
Thank you. I feel honored to be part of this beautiful program in which I think you are making a good effort to take the message of the soldiers to the youth of this country, which is, I think, a very important aspect.
Yeah, indeed, that is the aim we started with. So the first question that I have for you is about your childhood. Was someone in the army or you got this impression from somewhere else?
You know, in our family, everybody was in the army. My father was in the army. Then my eldest brother joined the army. 12 courses after that, my other elder brother, he joined the NDA. And 12 courses after him, I joined the NDA. And the second brother, he joined the AFMC and he became the doctor in the Indian Army. And my sister was also married to a EME officer. So within our closest family, like we five of us, everybody was in the army. In fact, my doctor brother's wife was also in the AMC, in the army. We were born and brought up in that environment. When I was young, I think the impression of this was so overpowering on me that I had decided that there is no other place for me than the army. Since we are based in Roorkee and the Bengal sappers also being there, you know, the impression of that. Then when I was young, in 2nd to 6th class, my father was posted in an Indian military academy.
My God, so you were brought up in a family which had every generation in the army. So I think it was already planned for you. So your training had begun very early. What about your NDA training? Was it difficult or easy since you were already into a regime?
Yeah, NDA, you know, like I told you, ki I had two brothers already in the NDA. So when my SSB call came, so there was no need for me to go to any of those Minerva academies and all. I was made to sit at home and, you know, I was made to do all these exercises which generally happen in a SSB. So when I went to the SSB, it was like, you know, it happened and I got selected. So without any training and all. And it is also natural because what you are telling there is coming naturally to you. You know? You're not faking anything. But then when I came to the Indian Military Academy, so I started again fresh with a full josh. And in fact, I passed out 4th in the order of merit. I think the entire period spent in Indian IMA was one of those, you know, things where you, in the army as it happens, you're first broken, then molded into a man and a leader.
I remember this motto from IMA which says that the family comes last.
Yeah. Your own ease, comfort and safety
comes last.
Always.
And every time. It is a very heavy statement. And I have seen every officer has followed it to the hilt. And that is how you were trained. After your training at IMA, you went into the engineering services, the engineering corps of the Indian Army.
In fact, there's a story to that also.
Oh, please.
In fact, you know, my father wanted me to join the Bengal sappers. I was that time more inclined to join the infantry or the armored corps or whatever. You know, other arms.
Other a than, fighting soldier.
Yeah, other than the Corps of Engineers. I told my parents, so they were a little, you know, not convinced and they said, nahin. But finally, my father said, ki, you know, theek hai, whatever you feel like. Since, like I told you, I was in the super block, I was passing out 4th of merit. So that's the story of my joining the Bengal Sappers, which I have never regretted. You followed the profession and it has taken you to such a high post in the army before you retired. So I think you owe it to it.
Yeah. So what, I mean, you were a good son, I should say, and also a good soldier because you did well. So from here, what I want to now know is like you are from the Corps of Engineers. So what is the nature of their job? How do they take the soldiers to the war? I'm sure there's a lot of role that you
play. If I put it in one word, the Corps of Engineers, they say first into battle and last out of battle.
Oh my God.
That's a saying.
And explain how.
Basically, all the obstacles and all, you make the preparations and bunkers and this, your mine laying and everything. What are the defensive preparations which have to be done before a war commences? the engineers are involved. And thereafter, whatever has to be removed thereafter, they're the last. They are into the battle and they are the last out of the battle because they are after war may finish after a month or so. But, you know, clearance of minefields or other things and all, restoration of your traffic and everything. And Sarvatra is the motto, everywhere.
Everywhere. So, this goes to prove that a soldier can only fight when you have made things ready for them. They walk the bridges, they go to the fields.
Laid the mines.
You have done all the initial work for them.
Next is we have in the peace also a lot of work. You know, we have the military engineering service, which is one of the pillars of the Corps of Engineers. All this construction of accommodation, infrastructures, roads and all within the Army, Air Force and Navy for the defense services is also done by the Corps of Engineers. The third thing is that border roads. The Director General Border Roads, which are constructing all the roads, you know, all over the country in the remote areas where you know, and in fact, building road, if you build a road, that brings prosperity to the region also. That's a saying.
Correct.
So, in fact, you are doing a yeoman service to the nation, its development, by constructing these roads and taking development to the remotest parts of the country. And the fourth pillar used to be is military survey, which has got a little, you know, it's not so much so which it used to be earlier because of digitization and all. These were the four pillars of the Corps of Engineers. And you see, I said it's Sarvatra everywhere.
And now I get the meaning of Sarvatra. I have read Sarvatra everywhere, but I didn't know exactly what it meant and what it entailed, the kind of works that you do. Along with this, I also read in your CV that somewhere in 2014, you were sent on a very short notice to Nepal as an expert to take care of the landslide which had happened on River Sankosi. And you avoided a massive evacuation exercise being carried out in the plains of India, area. The flood area, yeah, flooded area. So, just let me know something about it. I've never heard.
You see, what happened was, this is the time when Modi became the Prime Minister. And it was his first visit out and he was going to Nepal.
Yes.
So, he was going to Nepal. And just before this, there was a lot of news coming in the TVs that, you know, there's some kind of a landslide had taken place in the Sankosi River, which is quite about 300-400 miles away from the borders. And there's a lot of water because of that landslide impounded behind for 2-3 kilometers. Now, people got rattled, you know. The news media, as you know, they make, you know, mountain of a molehill. So, they said, you know, the moment this bund breaks, it will flood the plains of India and ye ho jayega, wo ho jayega. And every day in the TV, those news clips were coming. In fact, later I came to know that these news clips were of, pata nahi, 4-5 saal pehle ke floods ke wo dikha rahe the.
Oh my God, they were using old footage.
Old footage was being used.
Okay.
And India, maybe the NDRF and all, they were mobilized. About lakhs of people were being evacuated from Bihar and all these plains. So, they closed all the gates and all and whatever. And they said, ki flood na aaje, and you know, started evacuating people. So, I was that day going to, I think, Sarojini Nagar, Delhi, mein car mein traffic mein phasa hua tha. DG Combat Engineer, General Vishambar, he called me, kehta kidhar hai? Maine kaha, sir, main to yahan traffic mein phasa hua hu, Sarojini Nagar aur iske beech mein. To kehta hai, tu aisa kar, apna passport le, aur seedha wo terminal pe pahunch jaye, Air Force ka jo hai, wahan se, and you have to fly aaj raat ko to
Nepal,
Kathmandu. And whether there is some work which has come and all. So, you are going as part of the team. Since Fauj mein, you know, passport ki itni zarurat to padti nahi. Ab kahan wo pada tha, sambhal
mein. You have to locate it.
Dhoondh de rahe, mila nahi. To maine aaye rahenge, maine sir passport to mil nahi raha mere ko. To kehta tu aise hi chale jao, wahan dekhi jayegi jo bhi hai. So, I went to that Air Force ka jo terminal tha wahan pe. So, I found three more people. So, 6:38, we were told that we might fly. But there were some problems, you know, diplomatic problems chal rahi thi ki whether the Nepal government wanted the Indian team to come there or not. And so isliye wo, it was a yes, no chal raha tha. And around till 12 o'clock, we had to be, you know, sitting there only, not knowing jana hai ki nahi jana hai. But I think since that time, Prime Minister Modi had just taken over. So finally, and he was going on his first visit. Mm-hmm. So the clearance was given at around 12:30.
In the night.
So we flew in an aisle 76, four of us in a huge aircraft in a bad day. And around 1:32, we landed in Kathmandu airport. It was bandho rakha tha wahan pe. People, I think, no flights there. So we were just unloaded from the, I'll say unloaded only from the aircraft. And we were just taken through all the customs, everything, without any passports, everything, nothing. So next day, again, that same, I think, diplomatic thing, there was some briefings and all. But the Nepalese army, I think, was not so much interested in Indian army coming and giving them advice. I think that was one of
you
the
felt.
Reasons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So finally, I think unka DGMO was a officer who had passed out from IMA NDA.
Okay.
So he finally gave us permission in a helicopter, mm-hmm. in which three or four of us were given to, you know, go there, take a recce of that site and come back. So then we flew the next day to this area. So these people, you know, baki jo civilian, they said ki since you are the Fauji and you are the brigadier, so you are our team leader, you know, whatever you say, we'll do. So we said, theek hai. So hum chale gaye, humne dekha wo pahad, wo ek pahad tha, kafi bada tha, par wo, you know, it's a mud type ka tha, wo thodi barish zyada hui ki, to slide hoke thoda aake, aur wo block obstruction ho gaya tha, band sa ban gaya. And uske piche 2-3 kilometer to pani tha, which was not much, I think, such hype was being created. सो हम आए वापस, हमने कहा तो कुछ नहीं है, एक डोजर दो उधर से, थोड़ा सा उसका एक वो कार्ड दो उधर से, वो अपने आप पानी क्या कहते हैं निकलता रहेगा धीरे धीरे. एंड आई सेड अगर पूरा टूट भी जाएगा तो पानी तो 30-40 किलोमीटर डिसिपेट हो जाएगा. सो जैसे हमने ये बोला तो एम्बेसडर वाज सिटिंग देयर, तो उसने बुलाया हमारे को, उसने बोला कि हाँ ये आपने ऐसा ऐसा बोला. मैंने हमने बोला वो तो फैक्ट ही ये है कि मतलब नथिंग इट्स बीइंग माउंटेन बना रहे हैं आप, एक छोटी सी बात, क्योंकि दे हैड गिवन द ऑर्डर घर ऑफिस में बैठे बैठे कि सारे गेट क्लोज कर दो एंड क्रिएटेड द पैनिक.
ओके.
सो आफ्टर आर दिस रिपोर्ट थिंग्स वर ओपन, ऑल द क्लिप्स वेंट ऑफ द टीवी, बाकी सारा काम खत्म हो गया, इवैक्यूएशन जो हो रहा था लोगों का सब ठप हो गया एंड थिंग्स आर नॉर्मल. सो मतलब यू नो द मीडिया ऑल्सो आई थिंक क्रिएट्स पैनिक एट टाइम
एंड people concerned also probably did not go and see.
They don't
it so
go
well.
On the ground.
On ground.
Going on ground, yeah. And understanding the situation is very important. So I think hamara to ye tha, it's because of the experience, you know, the Indian Army has given you, which is unparalleled anywhere.
So you have been in the valley also, and there a lot of work is done. The road, like you said, border roads, and also road opening exercises, I'm sure are plenty because there's so much of snowfall and. And the conditions are hostile because of the insurgency and the weather, both. So, any experience of that area?
I stayed there for more than 33 months, which I don't think any chief engineer has stayed, you know, for so long. And in fact, I went there on 15th of August 2010. That day, I landed in that Indian Airlines flight. There were just 3-4 of us. Because that time, that insurgency, that spring, was a patharbaji chal rahi thi. It started, it was that, as a height. Though I had been there in the valley for 3 more 10 years prior to that, and I had seen everything, so it was very easy for me to, you know, get into the job because I knew the terrain, I knew everything. So, ek to snow clearance hota hai. So, all these major passes on the Shamshabari and the Jawar tunnel that is on the Banihal ke pass, they were all under Project Beacon. And jab snow hoti thi, to sare band ho jate thi. And for us, it was a humongous effort, you know, which used to go into this. And opening the Zozilau used to be a kind of a, you know, every saal ka the momentous occasion. So I think I did 3-4 openings during my tenure. So pehle jo hoti thi baraf October mein pad jati thi, November December mein band hona shuru ho jata tha. And thereafter it used to open normally in May. You know, that's the kind of 4-5 months that it was closed. So by the time when I came, so we opened it in March. We already placed certain equipment and kind of spares and machinery in Sonamarg, which is also closed during the, you know, snowfall. So when the opening started, we started opening from both the sides. So that cut down on the time, and we opened it that year in March. इतनी बर्फ पड़ती थी कि वो सारा माउंटेन ढक जाता था. एंड नोबडी वुड नो द अलाइनमेंट ऑफ द रोड. सो देयर वाज अ डेफ एंड डम पर्सन वो एक सिविल लेबर था, ही यूज टू वॉक इन फ्रंट ऑफ द डोजर, द फर्स्ट डोजर इट यूज टू गो, एंड इन फैक्ट ही वॉज द वन हु न्यू द अलाइनमेंट. पूरी बर्फ ढकी हुई, पूरा पहाड़ ढका हुआ, पर ही न्यू वेयर द अलाइनमेंट.
माय गॉड.
सो एंड ही वॉज द वन एंड ही इज बीन डूइंग इट फॉर सो मेनी इयर्स. सो दिस वॉज वन ऑफ अ बिग एफर्ट विच यूज टू गो इन टू दैट. पर मेरे उसमें एसओपी मैंने क्या करती थी, इफ आई यूज टू बी इन श्रीनगर, जैसे ही बंद होता था आई यूज टू पुट माई कन्वॉय एंड पूरा एंड आई यूज टू से लेट्स गो टू जम्मू. तो माई बींग ऑन द रोड वॉज इनफ फॉर यू नो द एंटायर मशीनरी टू कम इन, पुलिस एंड एवरी थिंग एंड स्टेट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन टू स्टार्ट ओपनिंग. तो इन माई टेन्योर दिस बनिहाल टनल वॉज नेवर क्लोज फॉर मोर देन 6 hours.
So you ensured that everybody could move from this part of the country to that part.
The another big thing which he did was the tunnels. Because of Ladakh being cut off for 5-6 months, like I said, that time it was decided ki we must have an all-weather connectivity to Ladakh. So from Srinagar to Ladakh, there were two places where the road used to close. One was before Sonamarg, that was the Z-mode thaik. And of course, the Zozila. So, when I went there, so this is the first task, you know, which I was told. And I was told ki this is lagging and all, kafi delay chal raha hai, isme ho nahi raha. So, 19th, I took over. And same day, I took a chopper and landed in Sonamarg. You see, and then they started working. So, these people came and gave me a report. Ki ye 2.1 kilometer ka tunnel banna hai idhar. This is an Austrian company. तो आज इज ऑस्ट्रियन कंपनी, मैंने कहा यार ये बाकी तो ठीक है, इज इट ऑल वेदर टनल, बिकॉज द फर्स्ट टर्म ऑफ रेफरेंस इज इट हैज टू बी ऑल वेदर. दे सेड वो तो हमें पता नहीं, वी कांट से, बट दिस इज द टनल का अलाइनमेंट. तो मैंने कहा व्हाट डू यू मीन यू हैव नॉट मेट द टर्म ऑफ रेफरेंस. तो आई सेड हैव यू रेड द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट, उसमें लिखा है सासे से यू स्नो एंड एवलांच स्टडी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एस्टैब्लिशमेंट, हैव यू इंटरेक्टेड विद देम. दे सेड नो. So I said, hello, thing. तुम बुलाओ उनको. तो I called the सासे there, उनसे रिकी कराई, प्रेजेंटेशन कराया. तो then they came and said कि सर 5.9 या 6.1 किलोमीटर का टनल बनेगा, तब जाके ये ऑल वेदर होगा, जेड मोड वाला. एंड उधर वाला 13 किलोमीटर का बनेगा जोजिला का, तब ऑल वेदर होगा. सो देन आई टोल्ड देम दिस इज रिजेक्टेड, यू डू इट अगेन. सो दे डिड इट अगेन, बॉट दैट कॉन्ट्रैक्ट टू 22 crores. एंड देन वो आए मेरे पास, उन्होंने जब दूसरी रिपोर्ट थी 5.1 की एज पर द सासे रिपोर्ट 5.9 की, तो दे सेड कि ये तो डबल पैसा लगेगा फॉर टू रिपोर्ट्स ये सबमिटेड. मैंने कहा तुमने पहली करी नहीं है, वो गलत है. तो वॉट एवर एक्स्ट्रा कोरिंग यू विल डू फॉर दैट यू नो 5.9 किलोमीटर का जो अलग निकालने पड़ेंगे कोर्स, तो विल सी प्रोपोर्शनलिटी विल गिव. सो वो हमने 1-2 crore बढ़ाया होगा उसका, तो 23-24 crore में. सो that is how we did it. We got the contract done, we got the inauguration done that time. In fact, later on, telling everyone after that, you know, it is only because of that time as a brigadier rawat that this tunnel has seen the light of day. Agar if he was not there, to this feasibility study also would not never have been completed. And in fact, it was inauguration ke liye bhi, to I was told just 1 week before is tarikh ko hona ho jayega. And there was so much to be done, you know, platforms had to be made, the doses have to be cut. So, wo to jayega, but give me some time. So, I rang up mail pass. When I came and met him there in Sonamarg after 2-3 days, usne sare wahan se bridges, ye wo laga ke, stand and sab kuch karke, apne pure local bande laga ke, on his own cost, he did it. So, that is what I am saying, you know, there is a kind of, if you have a good relationship with people, they help you. So in fact, you know, 2011-12 में हमने फिजिबिलिटी जो करी थी, आज 12 साल के बाद या अभी another 2-3 years, I think Ladakh will get an all-weather connectivity. And people don't know what we have done and how it has been done. Tanks across Zozila. In fact, that was the most important work of my time. So this proposal had come from the border roads with a proposal that we have to do a realignment of the Zozila. So that tanks can go across. So as luck would have it, after 3 months, I got posted there as a chief engineer.
Okay.
And like I told you, the first day I went there, so that company commander was also there with me. So when I asked him, so usne kaha ki sir, ye to abhi nahi ho sakta. To humne kaha kaise nahi ho sakta? Ye 15 October before the snow falls and the passes are closed, this alignment will be made. एंड द टैंक्स विल रोल अक्रॉस. एंड पर उस टाइम पे था गया, हमने जो अप्रूवल दिया था वो सोनामू में टैंक अनलोड होके अपनी स्टीम पे जाएंगे. पर काम शुरू हुआ और हमने 15 अक्टूबर को 7-8 महीने पहले टैंक लोडेड ऑन अ ट्रांसपोर्टर took it across to the Jozila Pass, and the army commander that time, General Jaswal, wrote, "Ki Rawat, what you have done will go down in the history of border roads in the golden letters, and this has created a strategic deterrence for the Chinese, which Indian army will always, you know, have an advantage over them." And it is, you've seen it on ground.
So since you've been into games, sports, I've seen that you have got 2 national titles in sailing and a runners-up also. So how did this happen?
I was always into games, but when I went for my engineering degree to CME Pune, so I started doing rowing there during YOs, and then when I came to degree also, I continued with it. But I started having a little back problem, you know, because of the rowing. So I got into the sailing. And sailing bhi aise hua ki jab hum udhar pahunche to ek Colonel Atwal, a very famous man, तो ये स्वामी कहता तू यहाँ क्या कर रहा है. कहता अच्छा ठीक, गो आउट डू 10 tacks 10 jibes एंड यू आर सेलिंग इन द नेशनल्स आफ्टर अ मंथ.
दैट इम्प्रॉम्प्टू.
हाँ, तो मैंने, ओ ही इज अ ग्रेट मैन, यू नो. तो हम गए उस टाइम ओके डिंगी में. दैट वाज द फर्स्ट ओके डिंगी नेशनल आई डिड. इनफैक्ट आई लर्न देयर, वो जब हैदराबाद गए सो एक रॉक ऑफ जिब्राल्टर होता है जहाँ पे स्टैच्यू ऑफ बुद्धा बना दिया उन्होंने काट के उसको. सो तब हमने सीखी थी, महीना हुआ नहीं था. वो बोल्ट लेके जैसे सीधा ले आती थी मेरे को, जैसे भी होता था घुमा के उसको, तो कब बोल्ट खड़ी करके चले आता था. बट देयर इज 7 रेसेस इन दिस. सो बाय द एंड ऑफ द लास्ट रेस आई हैड जनरली बिकम ओके, एंड दैट नेशनल आई थिंक आई केम 10th इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग. सो उसके बाद वाली नेशनल में इन द सेम ओके डिंगी आई केम 5th. तब फिर हमारी शादी हो गई, तो फिर ये भी गई हमारे साथ. Wow. So I won that national.
And right now you are the patron of Run Bhopal Run.
Yeah.
Now and that also shows your passion towards sports and also bringing other people into it. So you're doing a great service even after active service. You're still working for the environment, for the people, for everything around you. And that's how I think Army trains you.
Yeah.
And with this, I would like you to give us a nice message for the youth of our country, for anybody, a message from a soldier that comes from the heart.
I think the message for the youth should only be that they should carry that, you know, the love for the nation on the sleeves. And nation should always come first, like a famous Chetu does thing. Come what may, their heart should beat for this country, for the nation, for the Bharat, for the Atmanirbhar Bharat and the progressive and a democratic Bharat, which should be the most powerful country on this planet Earth, which is going to become.
Thank you so much for the faith that you have in our country, that it is definitely going to be the most powerful country. And the kind of history we have, if you look back, we always were. And with this, we come to an end of today's podcast. Thank you so much for giving us your insights into the Corps of Engineers and also about the Indian Army as a whole. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Jai Hind, Jai Bharat.
Jai Bharat.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Do subscribe and share it amongst your friends and family. Available on Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to hit the bell icon for notifications of the next story. For any other information, drop us an email at podcastcallofduty@gmail.com.